Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
I am Kimberly Cummins, research student in the Department of History and Philosophy at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. The St. Matthew's Chapel has been described by some as the most attractive of the Gothic designs of all the Barbadian chapels and churches. And on this day, May 25, 1830, its completion was announced in an article that was published in the Barbadian. The building was constructed through sums raised from subscriptions from the vestry of St. Michael, as well as donations from several plantations, including Lairs, Bell, Lower Estate, Jackman's, and Waterford. The total expended on the project amounted to just over £800, or the modern equivalent to Barbados $294,000. The dimensions of St. Matthew's Chapel were in the clear, 68 feet in length, 24 in breadth, and 14.5 in length, with a cornice of cut stone along the walls, under the cases of the roof. The roof was shingled, and the ceiling boarded within. There were 7 windows along the sides, 2 windows at the eastern and 2 on either side of the door at the western end, painted and glazed throughout. The walls were surrounded at the corners with pinnacles, and there was a stone cross over the eastern end of the chapel. The chapel was fitted up with a communion table of Bermuda cedar and the rails of the chancel and pulpit stairs of Caroline cedar. The pulpit and desk were made of Bermuda cedar. It was octagonal in shape and the panels set off with Gothic arches in relief. The communion cloth and cushions for the table, pulpit, and desk were of a dark crimson stamped calceo. There were 7 slips and 40 benches capable of holding about 400 people. On the right at the western entrance was a small stone font, raised on an octagonal pedestal and enclosed with a heat railing of white cedar, whereas on the left, a small vestry room set off with Gothic arches in relief on the outside, looking into the chapel. The pulpit was raised on a pedestal of stone let into a stone basement, the desk on a stone basement only. The whole building was plastered and whitewashed within. The floor of stone, gravel, and cement beaten hard together. Without, it was plastered and washed of the color of the stone of the country. 3/4 an acre of land was enclosed with a hedge of wild pine around the chapel and had been consecrated for a burial ground. Mahogany trees were planted on each side of the walk leading up to the chapel, and it was intended that a line of flower fence within the hedge of wild pine would be planted until a wall could be built. This was according to an article that was published in the Barbadian on this day, May 25, 1830. Unfortunately, the church building only stood for about 18 months, as it was destroyed by a hurricane which struck the island in August of 1831. The church was rebuilt in 1832.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.